Initially, I mean, I didn't know because I was running down. You know, I hadn't seen what was going on in the backfield. So it was kind of more of a surprise after when I saw it on film or the recording of it, because I didn't know he was doing all that back there. But, yeah, I was just running down the middle of the field. I was in the slot.
Oh, is that right?
And then I saw him kind of moving around a little bit when I turned back around. I just seen he threw the ball and then got hit low and just was the perfect touch. The guy tried to knock it down, fell right in my arms, and I thought I had my first one, but ended up getting a little bit later. But, yeah, I mean, when I saw it on film, it was pretty crazy.
What's it tell you about your quarterback? Like, it's, I think that was week three or week four, and you're like, all right, this guy can do anything?
Well, I already knew at that point. That was late, so I've seen a whole lot from him, and, you know, obviously been knowing what he's capable of for a while, so it didn't surprise me. It surprised me because he does a lot of stuff that wows you, but, I mean, he pulls off stuff like that all the time.
What's the feeling like just a couple days out from the first game of the year? Is it anticipation? Is it excitement? What's going through sort of your head every night?
A little bit of both. You know, you're ready. We've been playing games so far, so you kind of get a little bit of the feel of being out there in game environment, but it picks up when the regular season comes. So we've been doing a lot of preparing, so we're definitely ready.
Ty the other day was saying, I've been treating the preseason like it's a real game, and they're all real games to me, but is he in for a rude awakening that it's another speed level up or not?
I'm not going to say that. I mean, he's been playing, you know, he's been preparing the way. I mean, he's a kid that he came in. I mean, I say kid, I'm a kid too. But he came in with the right mindset, and, you know, he knows what's going on. He goes against our defense, so, you know, and we've got one of the top, if not the top defense in the league, you know. So he sees it, and it definitely gets bumped up a level when the regular season comes, but I think he's ready, and he's been preparing like it.
Was that a market jump last year for you, preseason to week one?
Well, week one, I didn't have as many snaps, but it definitely was a difference once you step out there, and definitely being in Seattle, the environment there was crazy. So it was definitely different from preseason, and just the intensity and just, you know, style of play for who we're playing against. But yeah, it was a jump, but obviously, I didn't have as much opportunities that game.
What does it say about a guy like Randall Cobb that is willing to play through the pain in week one, knowing where you guys are? What does it say about him?
He's tough. He's a tough. He's a fighter. So, I mean, it's not really surprising me that he's trying to fight through it. You know, it's one of those kind of annoying injuries. So, he's definitely fighting through it, and, you know, it may hurt from time to time, and he's out there. He might be struggling, but he's definitely going to fight through it and give it his all.
Devontae, could you compare, like, where you're at right now as compared to the regular season opener last year? Like, how you feel about yourself as a player, what you know, the experience?
Well, I mean, I'm a lot more comfortable now, obviously, knowing my place in the offense and obviously being fully acclimated to the league now, so it's a lot easier. The game slows down a little bit when you get used to, you know, the playbook and all that stuff. So being in tune with Aaron, having a little bit more camaraderie and trust, so that definitely helps going straight into the season.
Devontae, sorry if you've been asked this, but what kind of relationship do you have with James? You said that you guys are pretty close. I think that you're kind of a little brother to him.
Yeah, I've been knowing him since I was in high school, so you know, he's been a guy that I looked up to, and, you know, obviously worked out with him a few times and different things like that. So, you know, be able to feed off him just like I do with Randall, Jordy. You know, even the rookies, we all feed off of each other. So he's going to come in and continue doing the type of things that he's been doing from a mentor type standpoint, because this is his ninth year in the league. So, you know, he's got a lot of experience he can bring and knowledge. So he's been helping me out even the little bit that he has been here, and he's going to be a big help in that room.
How surreal is it to have a guy you talk to when you're in high school and now you share a locker room with him?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. But I'm obviously very fortunate to be able to have that, because not many people have a relationship on a team with somebody since they were in high school and now get to play with them in the pros. So so like we kind of have a little extra connection there. And he knows what I'm capable of, and I know what he's capable of, and I know that, you know, our styles and the way we play is similar, but we definitely complement each other in other ways too.